Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Δώδεκα παιδιά, δώδεκα μαντολίνα. Να τα πληρώνω μάτια μου, για σένα με το μήνα. Τα έξι κάθε πρωίνο, τα σε γλυκό ξυπνάνε. Αλλά κάθε δειλινό από τη γιο στον ουρανό ψεριά μη θα σε πάνε. Και τα άλλα κάθε δειλινό από τη γιο στον ουρανό ψεριά μη θα σε πάνε. Σω τους καθρέφτες σου, σαράντα δυο κομμάτια. Να βλέπεις να εκτενίζεσαι μες στα δικά μου μάτια. Τα πόχτενίδια θα κρατώ που πέφτουν στην ποδιά σου. Και θα τα κάνω αγάπη μου μάλα ματένιο φυλακτό να δέσω την καρδιά σου. Και θα τα κάνω αγάπη μου μάλα ματένιο φυλακτό να δέσω την καρδιά σου.
We just heard a beautiful and classic song by Yannis Poulopoulos titled Lodeka Mandolina, 12 Mandolins, here on Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek-American radio program which is heard on 9 radio stations worldwide across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis and I will be here with you for the next hour, bringing you more wonderful and eclectic Greek music, such as the first song that we heard today, as well as two additional special features. On this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series, we will hear an interview about an issue of major ecological, environmental, and economic importance, which unfortunately has not been featured much at all by either the Greek or the international media. We will be speaking with Professor Vangelis Pisias of the Higher Technological University of Athens, who will discuss the recent proposal by the United Nations and the United States to dispose of the chemical weapons from Syria in the Mediterranean Sea off of the coast of the island of Crete. Pisias will talk about this plan, its potential environmental and economic consequences and impacts, and about the efforts that are underway to prevent the planned dumping of these chemical weapons from taking place. And later in today's broadcast, we will be featuring the second edition of our new feature, Portes Magazine Exclusives, where the Portes Magazine editorial team will be spotlighting a theatrical performance which has toured the world by the name of Socrates Now, and they will also be featuring the director of Socrates Now, Yannis Simonidis. All this, plus some more great Greek music, is coming your way on our broadcast today, and we'll get started with today's edition of the Dialogos interview series here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio.
Joining us today on the Dialogos Radio in the Dialogos interview series is Vagelis Bisias, who is a professor in water resource management at the Higher Technological Institute of Athens. He's also a member of the International Initiative for Peace in Syria. And Mr. Bisias, thank you for joining us today. And to begin, share with us some details about this plan to dump the chemical weapons from Syria into the sea off of Crete. Who has made this proposal and what is being proposed exactly?
It seems it's a proposal done by the United States to the other members of the Security Council and the other geopolitical actors in the area. So they decided it was after the threat of intervening in Syria, when all these actors, they decided together to start solving this problem, this big crisis, which is a humanitarian catastrophe with more than 150,000 people that has been killed during the last 3 years, and more than 6 million that has left their homes, they are refugees. The issue was the destruction of acid chemical weapons, and proposal has been made by the United States in order to destroy these chemical weapons. The project was to transport these weapons from Syria, international waters, southwest from Greece coast, and northeast from Libya coast. The method that has been proposed was the hydrolysis method, which has been presented as a very proper method. The fact that it will be applied on a boat in the middle of the sea, that proposal, that idea is changing the whole context of the application, which becomes a model, an experience, an experiment. And many people believe that now in such conditions, this method is not as proper, as sure as we were thinking if the surrounding conditions were more safe.
And we'll talk more about the environmental impact in a moment, but has the Greek government responded to this plan in any way? Have they adopted any position on this issue, as far as you know?
Unfortunately, the Greek government didn't inform the population, the people in Greece, up until January, when some members of the parliament asked the government, what about this project, which, although has been public through international media since October. The Greek government, as the Minister of Foreign Affairs said at that time, had no enough information about the project, and the only thing they could tell to the people was that they will do whatever is necessary in order to prevent any kind of dangers. But this was not an answer assuring the people that this project was not a dangerous. At that moment, pressure from the society started and the government was obliged to give some answers. The first period, the answers were very general, something like, the United Nations gave us all necessary responses which assure us that there is no danger. But more and more scientists, professors from universities, essentially in Creta, which is the closer area which is under threat in case of an accident. So the government again gave some more answers, but our feeling now is that the population is not believing anymore that kind of answers, and the people start to move. And it's very clear that for the population in Greece, there is no any more space for discussions about the method or about some additional measures in order to assure the success of the project, but is an answer which says no to this project. The people is against the project. Nobody now in Greece accept that this experimental project take place in the international waters. The threat is very, very high for the tourism, for the economy, for the fisheries and our coastal areas. And you can understand that not only in case of accident, but also the eventuality, the possibility, the probability to have an accident there is something which is defaming the country. So the position now is very negative. And there are many, many arguments against this proposal. There are other alternatives, and involved countries, they have to reconsider the whole thing and to give another answer and to find an alternative solution far from Mediterranean.
And what would the potential environmental impact of this project be for the Mediterranean region in general?
total amount of chemical weapons is 1,300 tons of toxic materials, among them VX, sarin, and others. Sarin is a very toxic material that it is only 1 liter, if it's used, of this material could kill around 100,000 people. So you can make an estimation. What is the danger if something happens? These are very toxic materials. Chemical weapons have been destroyed or have been rejected in the sea since the Second World War. And there are some places where chemical weapons have been thrown in the sea in coastal areas. And we've had environmental impact. In Italy, for example, there are areas where the fishermen had diseases because of these materials. They were leakages, probably, and these leakages from bombs from the Second World War did big pollution. Because, as I told you before, it's very toxic, and even a very small quantity could pollute a very big area. The same problem now exists also in the Black Sea. There are very strong reactions in Crimea, which is became very famous now because of the Ukrainian crisis. The coastal area, people say, is very highly polluted because of chemical weapons and because of toxic materials they've been thrown in the Black Sea. Where are we going? This is the question. Where are we going? Where humanity is going? So this is a crime. This is a big crime. We have to stop the production, and we have to find solutions beyond any consideration about cost. We have to save the environment. We cannot continue just like that producing this kind of materials, this kind of weapons, and then start to make calculations on an economic basis. You know that the main argument when we ask them why in Mediterranean Sea, you know that this area, it's a very historical area, big civilization. What are we going to do with this area? The life of the people is related with economic activities related to the sea. So why are we putting in danger this area? And the answer is that, yes, it's more economical. The evaluation of this project was positive. The economical evaluation. This is a totally unacceptable argument. It's not a matter of some millions of dollars or some millions of euros to destroy this very precious for the humanity sea. They have to find other solutions.
We are speaking with Vagelis Pisias, a professor of water resource management at the Higher Technological Institute of Athens and also a member of the International Initiative for Peace in Syria. Mr. Pisias, what was the response of the scientific community in Greece toward this plan, and also what sort of organizing has taken place by citizens?
The scientific society, I couldn't say is divided, but there are two positions. There is a part of the scientific society which is absolutely negative. But there are some scientists, they say that if all precautions have been taken, then the whole project will be a success. I don't agree on that. Why to take this kind of risk? Some other scientists, they propose to be present, to send some boats that they will take samples from the water, to follow the whole operation, to be there, because this operation will take place, it's planned from March to June, although there is a big delay. We don't think that it will take place so soon. But in any case, what are they going to do, these scientists, if they are close to the area? If it's a mistake is done, then it will be too late. The issue is not to make an evaluation after the disaster and to analyze what were the causes of this disaster. The problem is to avoid it, to prevent it. So I couldn't say there is a conflict in the scientific society. But these are those different. There are different approaches, and I strongly believe that the first one, which says clearly no to this project, is the most appropriate. And the people, essentially in Creta, you know, Creta, the people, they have a very long tradition of defending their island and defending their economical and national interests. So Creta is a very particular region of Greece with a very long history And the people, they are very sensitive on that issue, so very strong movement has been developed. And at the end of this week, a very big rally is planned to take place in Arkadi, which is a very historical area in Creta. So the people claim and the people say no to this project. They are ready, we are ready to react by different means, to show to the international community, to the public opinion, to the international public opinion, that this kind of solutions, first we create a crisis, and then we are searching any kind of solution for this crisis, and mainly very bad solutions are chosen. We have to change the way we are thinking about our life, about our planet.
What do you propose as an alternative solution for the disposal of these chemical weapons?
This is a very interesting question because it's a very difficult question. I'm in a very difficult position to give you an answer. We know that there are methods, incineration instead of hydrolysis in the middle of the sea. Incineration is a very old method, but this is not also without risk. All these methods, you know, I'm a scientist, but we have to be careful. We have not to be arrogant on our capacity, on our capability to solve all these problems. There are many disasters. Fukushima is the last one in Japan. There were hundreds or thousands of scientists. They planned the wall operation. They were following the wall operation, but the accident took place. So proposing the incineration or other methods, there are many. I could cite you more than 10 methods. It's not that I am in position to tell you that the other method is the best one. It's like with the medicine. We don't have the experience until now to propose methods which are, as people say, 100% sure that there will be no impact. Since we start with the production of chemical weapons, we start to create a crime against humanity, against environment, against our planet. So all these solutions are bad. Many people, they propose, not in the Mediterranean Sea because it's a small and closed sea, let's propose the Atlantic Ocean. You know, I don't want to use this kind of argument. It's like saying, yes, if you have some garbage, not putting them in front of your house, put them in front of the house of your neighbor. This is not the solution. But at the end, if we, because we are obliged to find a solution, we have to think independently of the cost. Our existence is out of any economic consideration, the existence of the humanity and of the planet. We did mistakes. We will pay, all of us together, in order to solve these kind of problems, these kind of mistakes we've done. And maybe there are some areas in our planet which are now totally polluted because of experiences on nuclear weapons. And so maybe on these areas which are totally, we have to forget them for hundreds or for thousands of years, maybe there we have to destroy the last weapons remaining in this earth. But penalties to any country, any industry, any actor producing from now chemical weapons has to be very, very high. This is my proposal. Unfortunately, I cannot give you a solution that could make me proud of it.
Now, aside from the potential environmental impact, what would the potential economic impact be for Greece in the Mediterranean region if this plan goes forward?
Could you imagine what will happen with the fishermen, for example? Who will like to eat fish from a sea that is polluted? Talking about tourism, coastal tourism, who would like to swim close to seas that there is a danger that the sea there is polluted? And this is not only for Greece the risk, because the place where this project will take place is not far from Italian coast, is not far from Malta, is not far, of course, for North African coasts of Libya, of Egypt, or of Tunisia. But who can say, because we have a very strong current in streams in the Mediterranean Sea, that also other areas which are more far than Greece coast or Italian coast are not under threat. So whatever is related to the economy of coastal areas is under threat, actually.
In the event that this proposal does move forward, how do you and the scientific community and also the various groups that are organizing against this plan to respond?
For the time, enhancing public awareness, many meetings or conferences, but conferences not mainly at the scientific frame, but mainly at the frame of informing the local authorities, the scientists, the technical chambers of many regions in Greece. They are organizing that kind of meetings, actually. So this is what is needed now. Of course, science has to go on within its own structures, but actually it's very, very important to proceed in order to enhance the public awareness and especially to all decision makers at all levels of the social and economical life in the neighboring countries as well.
Well, Professor Pisias, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Interview Series, and thank you for your analysis of this very significant issue.
I'm thanking you from my side, and let's remain in touch because we need you.
Attention iTunes users, the Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to the Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just heard this week's edition of the Dialogos Interview Series here on the Dialogos Radio, where we spoke with Professor Vagelis Pisias of the Higher Technological University of Athens regarding the proposal of the United Nations and the United States to dispose of the chemical weapons from Syria in the Mediterranean Sea off of the coast of Greece. The podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in our official apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and the Google Chrome browser, in iTunes and TuneIn.com, in the Swell Radio app and the WeCast app for iPhones and for iPads, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows Phones and the Windows 8 operating system. Stay tuned, as coming up in a few moments is Portes Magazine Exclusives, which today will be featuring actor and director Yannis Simonidis in a theatrical performance which has taken a world by storm by the name of Socrates Now. That is coming up after some more music here on the Dialogos Radio.
Απόψε είναι πια για μας η νύχτα η τελευταία. Απόψε μείνε ως το πρωί και κάνε μου παρέα. Απόψε φίλαμε να με χορτάσεις, αύριο φεύγω και θα με χάσεις. Απόψε φίλαμε κι αγκαλιάσέ με, αύριο φεύγω λησμόνισέ με. Θα πάρω πια τα μάτια μου κι όπου με βγάλει φύγω και θα με ζητάς, θα κλαις με μαύρο δάκρυ. Απόψε φίλα με να με χορτάσεις, αύριο φεύγω και θα με χάσεις. Απόψε φίλα με κι αγκαλιάσε με, αύριο φεύγω, λησμόνησέ με. Του χωρισμού μας αύριο ατυχή αγάπη μας. Απόψε τελειώνει, απόψε φίλα με να με χορτάσεις, αύριο φεύγω και απόψε φίλα με κι αγκαλιάσε με, αύριο φεύγω, λησμόνησέ με, αύριο φεύγω, λησμόνησέ με.
Στην πέτρα του γυαλού βάλε το χέρι αντίλιο, πάρε μια χούφτα θάλασσα, πάρε μια χούφτα ήλιο και πλύνε μου το πρόσωπο, και πλύνε μου το πρόσωπο. Κύτρα ποτέ δεν θα τα βρούμε, το χάσαμε το φύλλο της γραμμής. Στα κύματα του Αιγαίου θα καθούμε, δυο κύματα που σβήσαμε. Τα κύτρινα ποτέ δεν θα τα βρούμε, το κλάσαμε το πλοίο της γραμμής. Στα κύματα του Αιγαίου θα κρατούμε, στα κύματα.
μάτια βγήκαν στη στεριά και πιάσανε τα όρη. Ποιος είδε βάρκα στο χελμό στο μέτσοπο παπόρι. Ποιος είδε νύχτα με δυο φεγγάρια, ποιος είδε ήλιο σαν αχήνο και ερωτευμένα πουλιά και ψάρια να κολυμπάνε στον ουρανό. Καράβια βγήκαν στη στεριά και χάθηκαν στο χιόνι. Κι αυτός που τα ονειρεύτηκε τα περιμένει ακόμη. Ποιος είδε φάρο στον ψηλό ρίτη στην Ελασσόνα λευκό πάνι και ένα καράβι από την Κρήτη να πιάνει ξανθή Κομωτινή. Ποιος είδε νύχτα με δυο φεγγάρια, ποιος είδε ήλιο σαν αχήνο και ερωτευμένα πουλιά και ψάρια να κολυμπάνε στον ουρανό.
Diálogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. That was Yorgos Dalaras wrapping up that musical set here on Diálogos Radio with a classic song titled Karavia Stisteria. Right before that, we heard Dimitris Mitropanos singing Ta Kithira Pote Den Tha Ta Vroume, and we kicked off that set of music with Litsa Diamandi in a song titled Apopse Filame. For our listeners who enjoy the interviews which Diálogos Radio brings you each week through the Diálogos interview series, we are happy to announce that we have now made full textual transcripts of some of our best interviews available. You can find them on our website, dialogosmedia.org. Simply visit the website, click on transcripts, and read the full text of selected interviews, while you can also download and listen to the podcasts of all of these interviews and more as well. All of this is available once again on our website, dialogosmedia.org. We'll get back to some more music now, and we'll be back in a few moments with our new feature, Portes Magazine Exclusives.
Διώξα κι όμως την αγαπώ. Την έδιωξα μήπως και ησυχάσω. Τη χώρισα όμως τι να σας πω. Δεν μπορέσα στιγμή να τη ξεχάσω. Την έδιωξα να πάει μακριά μου. Ζητάει η καρδιά μου. Την έδιωξα να πάει μακριά μου. Μα όμως τη ζητάει η καρδιά μου. την έδιωξα να μην καταστραφώ. Την έδιωξα μήπως και λησμονήσω. Τη χώρισα τι πάθος φοβερό. Δεν μπορέσα μια άλλη να αγαπήσω. Την έδιωξα να πάει μακριά μου. Μα όμως τη ζητάει η καρδιά μου. Την έδιωξα να πάει μακριά μου. Μα όμως τη ζητάει η καρδιά μου. Να πάει μακριά μου. Μα όμως τη ζητάει η καρδιά μου. Την έδιωξα να πάει μακριά μου. Μα όμως τη ζητάει η καρδιά μου.
Στα μελτέμια της Μυκόνου.
Κι αντί να ζω με υποσχέσεις σου επίσημες, φεύγω για νύχτες που δεν είναι κατοικήσιμες. Κι αντί να ψάχνω με κενά ζητώ αντίπεινα, φεύγω για βράδια μυκονιάτικα επικίνδυνα.
Εγώ στους ανεμόμυλους με άνεμους παλιόφιλους και μια καρδιά που βιάζεται να ζήσει. Εσύ στη σοβαρότητα να κλαις που η ανθρωπότητα το έβαλε σκοπό να αυτοκτονήσει. Ό,τι λες να μεταφράζω, στείλε τα γράμματα σου αλλού, δεν σε διαβάζω.
Κι αντί να ζω με υποσχέσεις σου επίσημες, φεύγω για νύχτες που δεν είναι κατοικήσιμες. Κι αντί να ψάχνω με κενά ζητώ αντίπεινα, φεύγω για βράδια μυκονιάτικα επικίνδυνα.
Εγώ στους ανεμόμυλους με άνεμους παλιόφιλους και μια καρδιά που βιάζεται να ζήσει. Και εσύ στη σοβαρότητα να κλαις που η ανθρωπότητα το έβαλε σκοπό να αυτοκτονήσει. Εγώ στους ανεμόμυλους με άνεμους παλιόφιλους και μια καρδιά που βιάζεται να ζήσει. Και εσύ στη σοβαρότητα να κλαις που η ανθρωπότητα το έβαλε σκοπό να αυτοκτονήσει.
Και προχωρά, είμαι εγώ στο πλάι σου, στη ζωή στην ανηφόρα και στο προσκεφάλι σου. σου φόρτωσε. Γίνε πάλι παλικάρι, ξέχνα ποιος σε πρόδωσε. Μια γυναίκα μπορεί τη ζωή σου να αλλάξει. Μπορεί μια γυναίκα μπορεί να χαράξει καινούργια αρχή. Μια γυναίκα μπορεί τη ζωή σου να αλλάξει. Μπορεί μια γυναίκα μπορεί να χαράξει καινούργια αρχή. Άσε τον καημό να πίνει μόνο στο ποτήρι του και μην ξανακάνεις φίλε πάλι το χατήρι του. Μη φοβάσαι και προχωρά, είμαι εγώ στο πλάι σου, στη ζωή στην άλλη φορά και στο προσκεφάλι σου. Μια γυναίκα μπορεί τη ζωή σου να αλλάξει. Μπορεί μια γυναίκα μπορεί να χαράξει καινούργια αρχή. Μια γυναίκα μπορεί τη ζωή σου να αλλάξει. Μπορεί μια γυναίκα μπορεί να χαράξει καινούργια αρχή. Μια γυναίκα μπορεί τη ζωή σου να αλλάξει. Μπορεί μια γυναίκα μπορεί να χαράξει καινούργια αρχή.
Follow the Alagos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/thealagosmedia and at twitter.com/thealagosmedia. We just heard Eleni Vitali here on the Alagos Radio with one of her classics titled Mia Gineka Bori. Before that, we heard Mykonos by Katerina Kuka and Manolis Lilakis singing Tin Edioxa Ke Omos Tin Agapo. Coming up now here on the Alagos Radio is our new special feature, Portes Magazine Exclusives, which we are bringing to you in conjunction with Portes Magazine, a Greek-American magazine which opens doors to the worldwide Greek community. The Alagos Radio presents Portes Magazine Exclusives, our collaboration with Portes Magazine featuring excerpts from original interviews and special features about Greece and the Hellenic diaspora, coming up now here on The Alagos Radio.
Hello and welcome to another segment of Portes Magazine Exclusives. In this segment, we will talk about the world-renowned performance Socrates Now, a production of the Ellinikon Theatro. Emmy Award-winning Yannis Simonidis, producer and actor in this modern rendition of Plato's Apology of Socrates, channels the magnetic personality of Socrates and captivates the audience with his humor, immediacy, and simplicity in the play. In the past few years, Socrates Now has embarked on a worldwide tour, with countless performances in Europe, the US, South America, and the Middle East. This 80-minute solo performance captures the essence of Socratic ethics in an accessible and engaging manner.
Athenian, the wisest one among you is he who, like Socrates, knows that in reality is not wise.
As Simonidis says in an interview with Portes Magazine, Socrates Now is not an adaptation but a shortened version of the original text by Plato, with a theatrical variation to it.
Serious and it is. It's about serious business. How to live a good life. But it also is very lighthearted, like him, funny, ironic, caustic, and basically in your face, as he was.
In his defense during his trial in 399 BC, Socrates challenges the court of Athens with his arguments on virtue, justice, politics, civic duty, the love of life, and hope in death. Throughout this performance, Simonides channels the true spirit of Socrates, not representing him as the impressive father of philosophy, but as the common man that he truly was, who agitated those around him through his questioning and curiosity.
We forget that he calls himself a horsefly on the behind of his beloved city and his fellow citizens, and he acted as such.
Originally launched as The Apology of Socrates in 2004 through the Greek Theater of New York, in the last 2 years the performance has been renamed Socrates Now in reflection of the need to share Socrates' core principles with a larger audience.
It's of use. Socrates is needed now to be heard and posed questions. How do we behave toward the state? How do we behave toward ourselves? What are our rights and responsibilities to ourselves, each other, and to the state?
While Simonides has performed hundreds of times in front of spectators with disparate cultural, ethnic, religious, educational, and socioeconomic backgrounds, people tend to have a similar reaction to Socrates regardless of the crowd.
As always, he's very loved. Everybody knows, even if they don't know much about him, they know he was a good caring for his fellow and had some questions to ask that are basic in our lives. And there's a curiosity, it's a good feeling. And then when they meet him, they realize he's not a big, serious academic, philosophical fuddy-duddy, but rather a very wise, complex mind who was able to make things very clear to his fellow citizens and to us. And so this is how we give him, with all his humor and his joy and his love for life, his peace with death and everything in between.
After every solo performance, Simonides transitions into an open dialogue with the audience, offering a chance for the spectators to express their thoughts, questions, and concerns about the significance of the philosopher's defense. He also takes this opportunity to question the audience himself and challenge them using the Socratic method to think about the broader meaning of the play. Simonides says this element was naturally incorporated by him from the very first performance.
You cannot do a piece like this without giving a chance to the audience afterwards to ask questions, because they're curious. Why did the Athenians kill such a good man? You cannot do this thing and send the audience home hungry and unable to ask some questions.
Simonides notes, if there is something that the audience members take back with them at the end of the night, it is the idea that learning to live a good life must start by first questioning ourselves.
They take away the challenge that everything has to start with ourselves. Honesty and honest self-examination, because we cannot examine others or judge others or condemn others, be they our parents, our lovers, our wives or children or government or Merkel or I don't know who has done us wrong or is oppressing us. Because an awful lot of the problems are within us. And if there's a message from him, which I try to pass on, and hopefully I am partially successful, is that we need to look inside us and develop the ability to have long, private, honest, quiet, calm conversations with ourselves, get to know our best friend in the world, and then armed with that awareness, that knowledge, we can move mountains.
Even after over 300 performances in 16 different countries, every performance is still a rather unique learning experience for both the audience and for Simonides. If he had to choose, one of his most memorable performances that took place, among others, was at the American University of Sharjah in the United Arab Emirates in front of 850 Muslim university students, Simonides says.
It was extraordinary how they understood it, how they asked questions. We spoke for 3 hours afterwards about how can dogma and their devoutness coexist with dialectic questions.
In line with the goals of the Elenco Theatre, this performance brings a small representation of Hellenism as a piece of our universal inheritance to a wider audience.
We don't see ourselves just as a theatre, we're actually a cultural and educational and social activist organization that seek to travel the world carrying on our shoulders and our hearts Hellenism as a aberrantly, as a gift of the Greeks to the world, but rather as a common heritage, as a collective treasure, as something that helps us, if it is addressed with respect and care and humor and daring, to address it and unlock its secrets and help us live a better life. And in fact, if there's a mission, that's the mission of my colleagues and myself.
In closing, this has been another Portas Magazine exclusive segment on Diálogos Radio. Look out for a full-length interview with Yannis Simonides in our upcoming online quarterly issue to be released this March. For our listeners who want to learn more about Socrates Now, or for upcoming performances, please visit elenicoteatro.org. For updates on additional Portas features and interviews, don't forget to check out and like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Portas Magazine.
That was the new edition of Portes Magazine Exclusives, our new special feature here on Diálogos Radio, which is brought to you in collaboration with Portes Magazine. This feature will soon be available as a podcast on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in our apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices in the Google Chrome browser, in iTunes, TuneIn.com, in the Swell Radio app, in the new WeCast app for iPhones and for iPads, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows phones and for the Windows 8 operating system. We'll get back to some more great Greek music now. Keep it locked in here on Diálogos Radio.
Σε κάθε βήμα φαίνεται ανοίγονται δύο δρόμοι. Τον έναν δεν τον ξέρω, άλλος είναι της φωτιάς. Κι άμα περάσεις από εκεί, είναι σκληρή η νόμη. Μαζεύεις τα κομμάτια σου κι ύστερα προχωράς. Μαζί σου δεν μπορούσα να κρατήσω πισινή. Καλούσα και το πείσμα και την τρέλα μου απ' τα βάθη. Κι ισορροπούσα πάνω στο δικό σου το σκηνί. Ζητούσα το ρόδο, ζητούσα και τα αγκάθη. Για μένα ήσουν θάνατη φορός πείρατος που μου δώσε όμως χάρη και μ' άφησε να ζήσω και είδα πως γίνεται απ' τα σκοτάδια φως. Σιγά σιγά κι εγώ να ανατέλω μαζί του. Θυμάμαι σ' αγαπούσα, τώρα πια δεν νιώθω πως κοντά σου ότι με έφερε αλλού τώρα με πάει. Τα μαύρα σου τα μάτια γίναν μπλε και είναι αλλιώς. Αλλιώς το νιώθω μέσα μου αυτό που σπαρταράει. Τώρα έχω στο δισάκι μου τεράστια περιουσία και περπατώ ξοδεύοντας σε δύσκολη εποχή. Στου κόσμου τα παράτερα δεν δίνω σημασία. Απ' την αγάπη πέθανα και να είμαι ζωντανή. Για μένα ήσουν θανατηφόρος πύρετος που μου δώσε όμως χάρη και μ' άφησε να ζήσω και είδα πως γίνεται απ' τα σκοτάδια φως. Σιγά σιγά κι εγώ να ανατέλω μαζί του. Της επίστροφης που μέτρησα από σένα απ' τα 40 κύματα πέρασα για να έρθω. Ο κύκλος που άνοιξε πλατιά έκλεισε και για μένα και τις καινούργιες θάλασσες μαθαίνω για να βγω. Με μία τόσο ζώρικη και ωραία ιστορία το ξέρω πως την πάθανε πολύ κάποια φορά. Γυρνώ, βλέπω τις τάχτες της, δεν έχει σημασία, με τίποτα δεν θα άλλαζα μια τέτοια πυρκαγιά. Για μένα ήσουν θανατηφόρος πύρετος που μου δώσε όμως χάρη και μ' άφησε να ζήσω και είδα πως γίνεται απ' τα σκοτάδια φως. Σιγά σιγά κι εγώ να ανατέλω μαζί του. Για μένα ήσουν θανατηφόρος πύρετος που μου δώσε όμως χάρη και μ' άφησε να ζήσω και είδα πως γίνεται απ' τα σκοτάδια φως. Σιγά σιγά κι εγώ να ανατέλω.
Χωρίς μια σκέψη, ποιος να πιστέψει, ποιος να πιστέψει. Όλα τα μοίρα Θεός, ο Θεός, χωρίς μια σκέψη. Ποιος να πιστέψει, ποιος να πιστέψει. Πήρα στον παράδεισο, κράτησα την άβυσο. Πήρα στα Ευαγγέλια κι εγώ είμαι η γέλια. Πήρα στον παράδεισο, κράτησα την άβυσο. Πήρα στα Ευαγγέλια κι εγώ είμαι η γέλια. Κόκομα σαν τρελή, σε αγαπάω. Τι σου χρωστάω, τι σου χρωστάω. Κόκομα σαν τρελή, σε αγαπάω. Τι σου χρωστάω, τι σου χρωστάω. Εγώ πληρώνω τα μάτια που αγαπώ. Μα τι το ήθελα η τρελή να σου το πω. Εγώ πληρώνω τα μάτια που αγαπώ. Μα τι το ήθελα η τρελή να σου το πω. Πολλά στα έδωσα κι εγώ χωρίς μια σκέψη. Ποιος να πιστέψει, ποιος να πιστέψει. Πολλά στα έδωσα κι εγώ χωρίς μια σκέψη. Ποιος να πιστέψει, ποιος να πιστέψει. Πήρα στον παράδεισο, κράτησα την άβυσο. Πήρα στα Ευαγγέλια κι εγώ είμαι για γέλια. Πήρα στον παράδεισο, κράτησα την άβυσο. Πήρα στα Ευαγγέλια κι εγώ είμαι για γέλια. Που ακόμα σαν τρελή σε αγαπάω. Τι σου χρωστάω, τι σου χρωστάω. Που ακόμα σαν τρελή σε αγαπάω. Τι σου χρωστάω, τι σου χρωστάω. Εγώ πληρώνω τα μάτια που αγαπώ. Μα τι το ήθελα η τρελή να σου το πω. Εγώ πληρώνω τα μάτια που αγαπώ. Μα τι το ήθελα η τρελή να σου το πω. Μάτια π' αγαπώ. Μα τι το ήθελα η τρελή να σου το πω. Εγώ πληρώνω τα μάτια π' αγαπώ. Μα τι το ήθελα η τρελή να σου το πω.
Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We're back. This is the Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek-American radio program, which comes to you on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online, where we just heard Tania Tsanaklidou singing Tisou Khorostou, and right before that, Melina Tanagri with a song titled Thanatiforos Piratos. With just a few moments left in today's broadcast, let's take a moment to announce what you can expect to hear on upcoming editions of the Dialogos Radio. We will soon be speaking with the honorary vice president of the Onassis Foundation, Paul Ioannidis, in a long-awaited interview where he will talk about his life, his experiences as part of the Greek resistance against the Nazis in World War II, his long career as an Air Force and commercial pilot, and his long professional relationship and friendship with Aristotle Onassis and with his family. We'll soon also be speaking with University of Cambridge economist Hajun Chang, we'll be speaking with the president of the Do Not Pay movement in Greece, Vasilis Papadopoulos, and we'll be speaking with Christina Papadopoulou of the Time Bank of Athens. All this and much, much more is coming your way soon here on the Dialogos Radio and on the Dialogos Interview Series. And be sure to check us out online as well at dialogosmedia.org and on Facebook and Twitter by searching for the Dialogos Media. We'll wrap up today's program with one final song, with Haris and Panos Katsimikas singing Katagelo. The Dialogos Radio will be back again next week, same time, same place. Until then, have a wonderful weekend and thank you for joining us.
Υπότιτλοι AUTHORWAVE. μου και στο γεύμα και στο δείπνο και κυκλοφορούν στο νου μου πέρα από τα μεσάνυχτα.
Εσείς τώρα φύγετε.